Good morning. The circulation from what was Hurricane Sandy still remains evident on satellite and radar as it slides slowly into southern Canada. We'll still be under the influence of this circulation over the next couple of days here in interior New York and New England, and as a result, plenty of clouds, still a bit of a breeze, and showers moving through from time to time. Currently, showers are moving through western and central New York, and we will see them move into the rest of interior New York and New England during the course of the day. So while we will not have a steady rain, do prepare for a little bit of wet weather today. Otherwise, the story will be the chilly air accompanying these showers around the backside of this circulation, and temperatures today largely will stay in the 40s to perhaps as high as the lower 50s. Overnight tonight, we'll lose some of the rain, but still a few scattered showers around as lows dip back mainly into the 30s to around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, with what's left of Sandy moving into the Canadian Maritimes, skies will be mostly cloudy, still breezy, and still cool with a few passing showers and highs close to 50. At this point, a strong west to northwesterly wind will develop behind this circulation as the low pressure center from Sandy merges with another coastal low, and it'll become quite windy starting late tomorrow and into tomorrow night and to start the weekend. The result will be a chilly day on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and a stiff breeze. Highs will only be in the mid-40s, and it'll stay in the mid-40s on Sunday despite abundant sunshine and still a bit breezy. Overnight lows heading into the latter portion of the weekend and early next week will be well down in the 20s to around 30 in some spots. And afternoon highs will struggle despite plenty of sunshine Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Readings will stay in the lower to middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as the remnant low that was Sandy heads north into southern Canada, the last of its effects are winding down along the Appalachian Mountains. The early season snowstorm brought 2 to 3 feet of snow to some areas in West Virginia and Maryland and left thousands without power. Several more inches are possible in some areas today or tomorrow, and winter weather advisories are still in effect for these areas. Also, frost advisories and freeze warnings are out for parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys and the Carolinas, with temperatures expected to dip to freezing or below. And winter weather advisories have been issued for western North Dakota as a storm system is forecast to move eastward across the Rockies today and move into the northern plains tonight and over the Dakotas tomorrow. The system is expected to bring a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow to western and central North Dakota, with the best chances of precipitation across the northern half of the state. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 27 degrees, with a south wind at 30 miles per hour. In Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 38. 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.51 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 8 at Babbitt, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a few showers in the lower 50s, Boston mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo breezy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 54 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 49, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month 3.40 and for the year 32.07, and that is 1.06 inches below normal. There were 16 heating degree days yesterday in Albany for the month now 358, and that's 121 below normal. And since July 1st, 486, which is 159 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 78, set in 1950. And the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning, 7:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:47 p.m. 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, more scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, more scattered showers tonight, and lows in the mid to upper 30s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, more scattered showers tonight, and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, more scattered showers tonight, and lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cool, becoming breezy. A passing shower possible near 50. Windy and cold Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 40s. Mid-40s Sunday, lots of sunshine. More sunshine Monday, lower to mid-40s. Continued cold on Election Day for Tuesday. Mostly sunny, though, 45. And in the mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds by Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.